Hi, I just wanted to get a quick recording out, and I'm so excited. So if you hear the dogs barking, because I have landscapers doing work around the property, so it's kind of crazy right now. But I wanted to get this out today on Valentine's Day because I love this so much. It's a way to give back. And what I wanted to talk about, let me start with a question. Do you dream of being a master communicator? Do you really dream of being able to communicate to people at a subconscious level, to be able to communicate at multiple levels of consciousness so you can get them thinking about one thing as you're persuading them about something else? If you do, this is the kind of information that you need. This is what you need to do. Now, what's kind of interesting, this is why a lot of people study NLP and hypnosis in the first place. In fact, it's the biggest reason why people want to study psychology. When you talk about kids going into college, and you ask, what are you studying? Psychology. If you get down to it, do they want to help people? Do they want to do this? No, they want to be a better persuader. The boys want women to fall in love with them. The women want to be able to truly empower themselves and impact change. Whatever it happens to be, they want to be a better communicator. So unfortunately, they end up thinking they're going to study psychology that's going to teach them how to do that. It does not. Then people begin to learn NLP or hypnosis, thinking this is it. This will get them there. And this is a much better jumpstart than the other. However, it's very limited. And then in the hypnosis and the NLP world and in the persuasion world, they have little bits of information that they dole out because it's all that they know. People don't know what they don't know, but they teach what they do know. And it may work a little bit, but does it really get you there? And then what happens, the people that get one of the keys of hypnosis, maybe it's a little bit of waking hypnosis, maybe it's listening states, maybe it's split level consciousness, maybe it's like gaslighting techniques where you can get people to believe unbelievable things. All of these things are interesting. And when you first learn them, well, you're like, wow. But then they hit a level and it stops. And unfortunately, most of the people that teach this, that's where they stop. A few years ago, I had a course called Secret Mind Control, and I was very happy with it. It taught information very few people know about split consciousness, about gaslighting, about how to use waking hypnosis at a different level, and how to do all this stuff. And yet, it was great. And then I didn't really think much about it, but then I got some new information that changed the way I looked at communication and persuasion. And so I wrote a new book, The Secret Psychology of Persuasion, which takes the book Secret Mind Control to the next level. Once you have your basics, you can jump to the next level. Most people don't even have the basics. And so that's, if they get that, that's like, oh my God, it opens up communication beyond your wildest dreams. But then those that have that need to jump to the next level. And also sometimes people can try to jump to the higher level without understanding the basics. So what I decided to do on Valentine's Day is release a brand new course. And it's going to be called Secret Mind Control again, because the site was hacked and destroyed a few years ago. So I haven't really done much with it. So I'm relaunching it. And what it will do will teach some of the basics, because when you look at an elite performer, you have to keep working on the basics. What's the difference between, to use sports analogies, people that go into the Hall of Fame against people that are really good and maybe even all pro? To get to the Hall of Fame, you have to be not just good, you have to be elite. You have to be the best of the best of the best. Very few people get to that. And those that are very good may never get there. I heard a coach say one time that being good can stop you from being great, right? Because the ego gets involved. And some people say ego means easing God out. I like to think ego means easing greatness out. You're already good, so you don't want to get better, so you don't go back and study the basics. When you look at like the Tom Brady's, the Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, who recently retired, or in tennis, the Williams sisters, and I could go down the list, they always spend part of their year going back and studying the basics, the footwork, how they move their shoulders, how they do this. Are they good at it? Hell yes. They're the best in the world, but they regress back and learn at that level, because when you get really good at something, when you get to the unconscious competence level, things become unaware and you stop there. And to really master things, you have to drop out of that, go back to conscious competence, and even look at things that you don't know, unconscious incompetence, and then step up and learn it, but work on the basics. Where did it degrade? And then you can take it to the next level. So I'm excited to launch this course. And for the first few people that sign up, it's going to be 50% off. And it's going to teach you things in different ways. First, yes, well, we will go back and review some of the basic stuff. But you'll see where maybe it slipped through because I'm going to teach it in a slightly different way, add some advanced techniques with the basics so you can do things at a different level. So I'm very excited about this course. I can't wait for people to begin to experience it. The launch date will probably be the end of this month. So I'll give people a couple time to sign up. And then those that sign up, I'm going to send them the book, the ebooks, so they can begin to read them and get comfortable with them. Then we'll go back and really have some fun. Of course, some people will choose to get the books, wait, do the course, do it. It's a 4-module course with 2 bonus modules. Each module is worth the price of the course. And then you can go back and read the 2 books and you'll go, it'll just reinforce it. Because everything's about reinforcing, right? Because unfortunately, when you get on autopilot, you don't think about it. When you're driving your car and you see the light go from green to yellow, you start to slow down, right? Because you drop into unconscious competence. In fact, this is what happens where you have to drop out of that to make a decision. And it can be very, it can show you how much you go to unconscious competence. The other day I was driving and I was just beginning to stop at a light and it was a 2-lane road. And right behind me, all of a sudden this ambulance turns on with its lights on and I couldn't pull over. And so, you know, the light had just turned red and everybody could see the ambulance. So basically I had to run the light, but part of me didn't want to. That was the unconscious competent part, because it's like, no, red light, stop. But I also knew that the ambulance behind me brought me out of that trance state of unconscious competence. I call it, automatic learning. And I had to make the decision. Then I did it. And that's what we have to do. We have to step out in order to go forward. I know I'm speaking really fast. I'm very excited, and I have some other courses to teach. I just wanted to record this to get it ready, to get it out, so people can begin to have some fun. So go to secretmindcontrol.com to read about the course I'll be offering. It'll give you kind of an overview. I'm going to update that as we keep going, because as I teach things, and what really happened a few months ago, I started reteaching the NLP life coaching course, and so I had to look at everything I did and how can I make it better. And with new information. And then I taught, and I'm currently teaching, the Master Trainer course, which is teaching beyond teaching and how to become a truly elite trainer. And my trainers are already very, very good, and some of them want to be elite. And of course, we think of master trainers as being super elite. So I had to step back and look, okay, what is all of this? And it also brings up an interesting thing. One last side note, you can't model yourself. Someone has to break down what you're doing. So I had to work with some other people, because when I'm teaching, sometimes I'm not thinking about it. I'm on unconscious competent, and I can't teach something I'm unconsciously competent at because I don't even realize I'm doing this and this and this. I think I'm doing this, but unconsciously I'm doing this. And so I'm going to also teach a little bit about that in this course, what you would need to be truly elite. So I'd like to thank you for joining me, and go to secretmindcontrol.com to get more information. I hope you decide to take this course. I'm sure you'll greatly enjoy it. And then we'll take all of these skills to the next level. Until next time, have a great day.